Monday night, Dvar Lucha. Okay, the question of Shikutzim always comes up in the 9 days. It seems like, you know, the Tzohar always maneuvers that's the best time for Shikutzim. That's when they take place. And there's many different shailas come up, lemaisa, and sometimes it, so just two things that some heterim that I think are, if the act, sometimes someone's doing shiputzim, and I talked to the kablan, and if there's something that's like sort of destructive in purpose, like he's breaking down a wall or he's clearing an area, and so I think that's okay. Like the issue is really binyan. I don't think it's like not tikkun and kilkul, that if it's for the purpose of binyan, there's no simcha involved l'chora when he's, you know, breaking down this wall and he's, you know, taking away, he's making it royal binyan. I think that's okay, or at least that's what I pass, and I hope it's okay. And also, I think infrastructure work, I also think is okay. Meaning if he's putting in wiring and he's making it again roy, the electricity wire or the water lines or something like that. So it's also, it's not nichlal and binyan. And I say, I allow infrastructure work. Again, we're not going into the shaila of hefsed momen, and can you push it off, and what will it take? And as I'm saying, then even binyan might be muta. A major issue which seems to be not clear, which is not uncommon at all, is a binyan that's for the purpose of renting out a house, not for the purpose of living. It's a question of interpreting what the Shulchan Aruch and the, talks about harvocha. The binyan shall harvocha. In other words, if you need, someone asked me today if they can install, was it today? I think it was today. If they can install an air conditioner in their car. You're going to install an air conditioner. But then I had a question, you know, because he went without an air conditioner for a month. So I said, listen, if it's, you know, if he needs the air conditioner to live, which I would, so then it's mutter. But Lamai, so like he got around, he survived the month. Like a month is a long time. So that means he was waiting. He was waiting till it was a little cheaper. He was waiting, whatever he was waiting for, so he could wait till after the Beis HaMikdash finishes getting Nechrav, you know. Like, why can't he wait another week? He waited a month. Like, all of a sudden, it's a super-duper emergency. So I don't know. But I said, Lamaisa, I can't tell you. It's also to put in an air conditioner. You know, so he said he has to decide for himself if he mamish needs it to live or not. And, you know, but so that's also okay, but the shaila is the question of the interpretation of the word laharvacha that we find. It doesn't mean revach moment pashtus. It means, let's say you say my kids are on top of each other, I don't have enough place, and I'm in the middle of making shiputzim in the house, pashut to have another room so that the kids can sleep and not, you know, I need more room. I need more room in my house to live. That pashtus is mutter. Even in the 9 days. But if you say, you know, it depends what your standards are. If your standards are a room for each kid, then, you know, that's a different story. Unless you're used to that standard and you can't live without that standard. But then you're spoiling your children and come speak to me. I had an aside, which doesn't belong in the Dvar Halacha. I had a major, major issue with one of my kids. That they, you know, it worked out in the boy-girl counting of the family, that so there was a room. So she wanted her own room. She wanted to be in a room alone. And I besheeped, I said, no, I want you to, it's not good, it's not healthy. I hold it's not healthy for a kid to have their own room. Someone else, you learn how to get along with another person. You know, you have to have your own room. Of course, she won and she ended up in her own room. That's a different story.